Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to finish that Van Jones clip in the next segment as we get Richard Gage on to get into 9/11 Truth. Also, coming up in the next segment, I want to comment briefly on Barack Obama wanting to address the youth. He's been very, very deceptive, and that's the plan. But before I do that, I just want to give all the listeners a heads up. Not tomorrow, but Tuesday, we're going to have something really important happen on the show. And it is the biggest thing we've ever done on this radio show. The most important, the most effective, the most far-reaching. And it's guaranteed to be out by Tuesday. If I get spooked by anything or anything goes on, I'm going to launch it simultaneously on other servers, other places, early. It's ready. In fact, if certain people don't hear from me on a routine basis, it's launched everywhere. So just be ready for that. Anytime in the next 48 hours, really less now, anytime in the next 35 hours or so, 35 to 40 hours. It's very important. It's going to be big. And just keep your eyes and ears peeled for that coming up. Also, and it's not related to the flu. Separately, the flu. To have the companies filings in their patents, talking to governments about releasing weaker versions of the virus into the atmosphere as a type of group herd immunity for our own good. And then, oh my gosh, it actually mutates into something more deadly, and they've got a vaccine for you, and the World Health Organization is just admitting this calmly. We've got to force this out and do the media as a major issue. We've got to do this now. This is of paramount importance. And so we're working on those stories as well. And then there's other tidbits of important news, like Obama regulation czar advocated removing people's organs without explicit consent, Cyber News Service. And it's got his quotes. Ties into all the other eugenics. Taliban bombs came from U.S., not Iran. It's now admitted that the Sunnis in Iraq have been given bombs to bomb our own troops. That's been declassified. It's been declassified. The Taliban and Al-Qaeda are funded continually up until 9/11 and after. Sybil Edmonds, FBI translator, running that the FBI, that the CIA was running Al-Qaeda up until 9/11, till the day. Now the Asia Times, in support of the official United States assertion that Iran is aiming and arming its sworn enemy, the Taliban, the head of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, Dennis Blair, has cited a statement by a Taliban commander last year attributing military success against North Atlantic Treaty Organization forces to Iranian military assistance. When Mohammad Karzai, the U.S. puppet, says, no, Iran is helping fight the Taliban. That's the Sunni, the opposite of the Shiite Iranian government. What the Taliban commanders claim is contradicted by evidence from U.S. Defense Department, Canadian forces in Afghanistan, and the Taliban themselves, that the increased damage to NATO tanks and Taliban forces has come from anti-tank missiles provided by the United States. So see, how is the United States, people who control us, going to stay in Afghanistan to get the $500 billion a year in opium? They're going to kill our own troops as a pretext to stay there. Real simple. They manufacture the terror.
This is Alex.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in just a few minutes, Richard Gage. If you don't know who he is, you're about to find out. Big hit piece attacking him with disinfo, and the entire 9/11 Truth Movement is airing every other day, it seems, premiering last week on the National Geographic Channel. That's coming up in a moment. But I wanted to get into this situation with the president 2 weeks ago. His office of the Department of Education, his education czar, sent out federal mandate to schools taking any federal funds, and we've shown the official letterhead and read it, and the White House doesn't deny that, saying that if you take federal money, you've got to make your school children watch this telecast of the president, literally like 1984 on the big screen projector. In fact, we have an article up on PrisonPlanet.com Paul Watson wrote where it shows Obama as Big Brother. It's over in the News and Focus section if you want to go look at it on the right-hand side of PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, this is right out of Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia. Now, then they remove those areas of the curriculum saying how you're going to help the president, how you're going to write letters explaining how you're going to serve him, creating this weird relationship with the president, this hyper authority figure reaching out to your kids. This isn't George Bush Sr. giving a 1991 speech saying, stay off drugs, stay in school. Then Obama shifts gears, changes the story, and says, well, we're not going to do that now. And then a few days later, they say, we were never going to do it. It's a conspiracy theory. And now he's going to give a milquetoast speech. Don't use drugs. Make good grades. You can be successful. But this is the takeover of education. I mean, we played the clips last week. I've been playing them every week for months. I'm not going to play them again today. You can search engine Barack Obama calls for national security force, just as big, just as strong as our military. And then his White House chief of staff introduced the bill to make everybody from junior high to 65 serve in different brigades with weapons in uniforms domestically. I mean, you can't make this up. In fact, scroll down for folks that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. It's Indoctrination of Obama Youth in Schools Accelerates is our article. And in the article, we have all the clips right there for everybody where you can watch the video clips of Barack Obama saying it and doing it, everybody pledging to serve him, and, you know, they mix it in with the civil rights movement. It's all very deceptive. And I was just playing Van Jones saying, we're going to have total wealth redistribution. And see, there on screen are the youth in the uniforms training and chanting his name. So that's what it is. We're going to Richard Gage in just a moment. Lastly, go ahead and finish up Van Jones. He didn't get kicked out for being a 9/11 truther. He got kicked out for saying, I'm a communist. The green jobs is to take over your life for total wealth redistribution. Here he is, Van Jones.
We're going to push it and push it and push it until it becomes the engine for transforming the whole society.
My guest has been Van Jones, founder and president of Green for...
In fact, back it up about a minute. I want listeners, because we ended the hour with that and we're going right to Richard Gage. I want listeners to hear this, because he already says redistribution of wealth, and then he says incremental takeover, deception. Here it is.
Colonel, that eventually meant that from 1954 to 1968, you know, complete revolution was on the table for this country. And I think that this green movement has to pursue those same steps and stages. Right now we're saying we want to move from suicidal gray capitalism to some kind of eco-capitalism where, you know, at least we're not, you know, fast-tracking the destruction of the whole planet. Will that be enough? No, it won't be enough. We want to go beyond systems of exploitation and oppression altogether, but that's a process. And I think what's great about the movement that's beginning to emerge is that the crisis is so severe in terms of joblessness, violence, and now ecological threats that people are willing to be both very pragmatic and very visionary.
All right. That's enough. The point is he admits they're incrementally doing this with deception. Now, he was already going to have to resign over saying shut down talk radio, get rid of free speech, Republicans are all these cuss words, black supremacist statements about whites being the devil. But then he also signed some 9/11 truth statement. They're trying to use that to demonize 9/11 truth and say, oh, look, he's unpopular because of this. No, New York Times poll 3 years ago, 84% believe the government's lying about 9/11. I just read to you 7 of the 10 commission members saying it was a whitewash and a lie, and there needs to be a new investigation. Now, for the next 50 minutes for the balance of the show here, I want to welcome San Francisco Bay Area architect Richard Gage, Architects and Engineers founder. He's an AIA member of the American Institute of Architects and founder of Architects and Engineers 9/11 Truth, now with well over 800 members calling for a new investigation into the destruction of the three World Trade Center high-rises on 9/11. And he is on with us today, very honored to have him to talk about all these big TV hit pieces coming out against him. I think he did the best job on the show of all the people that were on it. And I really appreciate Richard Gage coming on with us. Richard, good to have you here.
Thank you, Alex. It's my honor.
We're going to break here in a few minutes, but just in a nutshell, this National Geographic piece, I mean, they shot a missile into a chicken coop and said that a missile would have blown up the entire Pentagon. They just, I mean, the whole thing, I mean, as an architect and an engineer, what did you think of this?
Well, they were doing their job, Alex. They set up a piece that was designed to quell the truth and to not display any of the evidence, really, that we had brought into the interview. So there is a whole lot to discuss here, and I'm looking forward to taking it piece by piece with you. But certainly, it was extremely unscientific and composed of these three ridiculous so-called experiments, more like magic tricks than anything else.
Well, I mean, there's so many points, but then they also examine our psychology, like we're mentally ill and schizophrenic. Psychology Today has a big cover story on me saying the Bilderberg doesn't exist, and, you know, I go to these hotels and cover the global elite and have full-born hallucinations. That's not going to work. They also say in the piece that the government's never changed its story, and the 9/11 Commission's never changed its story. I just read quotes of 7 of the 10 members saying it was a complete and total fraud.
Yeah, and that it was. That's given. In fact, Max Cleland was one of them, and he resigned, citing this is a national scandal. The investigation is compromised.
Yeah, that's an exact quote from the Washington Post. Well, when we come back, I'm going to try to sit back, Mr. Gage. We're going to punch your website up on screen. Go over the debunking of the thermite, the thermate, the collapse, all of it. Whatever areas as a architect and engineer who builds large buildings, and plus the other 800 members that you have, of what really happened. Then we're going to play some clips of this. But as we go to break, I just want to point out that I've seen the thermite reactions that Professor Jones of BYU, now retired, has done. I mean, a small cup of real thermite goes right through an engine block. NASA admits they use it for the coupler separators, not even explosive thermite, and they put 100-and-something pounds on a column, and it barely even sparkles like a regular sparkle. I dare say that wasn't real thermite.
Oh, interesting. Well, even if it was real thermite, it needs to be contained in order to be effective. And so We know in, for instance, in 1984, interestingly enough, there was thermite, there was a patent for a thermite cutter charge that ejected molten iron in just thousandths of a second, making it more effective than normal cutter charges with high-energy explosives like C4 and RDX. Not only that, another patented device the shell casing of these cutter charges is consolidated thermite. It is self-consuming, so that the only product left behind in the residue is molten metal.
And you gave all that to National Geographic, and they laugh at you and Professor Jones and others and just laugh and say there's no such thing as it. I mean, it's insane. There are all these patents. The Pentagon's involved. Just so happens some of the NIST investigators are world experts in explosive thermite. Working on the towers. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 24th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $951.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $979, $489.50 for a half ounce, or $244.75 for the quarter ounce. That's $979, $489.50, and $244.75.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908 691-2608 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
And listen, when I say Richard Gage did the best job, I've been on national television, History Channel, PBS, with these 9/11 truth hit pieces. They come interview you 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times over several days, several months. It happens different ways, different times. And then they just get the one time you stumble, the one mistake you make, the one time you rub your nose, the one time you pick your face. And there's some of that in the piece, but not by Richard Gage. And Professor Jones did a good job. G. Edward Griffin did a good job. The problem is Griffin's nice, though. They go, well, couldn't the hypothesis that fire brought the buildings down be true? And Gage is focused with him. G. Edward Griffin, not G. Edward Griffin. I always get the two mixed up. David Ray Griffin. I've got so much on my mind, folks. You'll find out Tuesday why that I'm getting everything wrong. Not G. Edward Griffin, David Ray Griffin. He's so polite when they ask him, well, couldn't it be something else? He goes, well, I guess. So they use his niceness. So they all did a pretty good job, too. There's no way to do a good job the way they edit things. Okay, Mr. Gage, you and Professor Jones and Professor, all you guys did a great job with what you were facing. Better job than I've done. You've got the floor. Break down the real science.
This is pretty interesting series of events, and I want to tell you how it worked out, Alex, because we were invited down there for the first interview, and I spent 1 hour highlighting all of the evidence for explosive controlled demolition in this first interview, including the constant acceleration of the Twin Towers at two-thirds of freefall acceleration, the improbable symmetry of the debris of distribution, the rapid onset of destruction, which is not characteristic of any collapse, even though, by the way, fires never brought down a steel frame high rise. I told them about the 100 first responders reporting explosions and flashes of light at the onset of collapse. I told them about the multi-ton steel sections ejecting 60 to 70 miles an hour out of the sides of the Twin Towers, 600 feet. The mid-air pulverization of 90,000 tons of concrete, massive volumes of pyroclastic-like clouds of suspended concrete, 1,200-foot diameter distribution fields symmetrically placed outside the footprint of these towers, the fact that there's no pancaked floors found at the base of either tower, just a two-story pile of rubble, and how these squibs or these isolated...
Oh, I got to stop you. I'm sorry, I lied saying I wouldn't interrupt. National Geographic did put a press release out a week before the airing of this latest piece of disinfo, apologizing and admitting that it wasn't pancake now, that they were wrong. They have a new bogus made-up fraud. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's called the column failure theory. Either way, we would expect 110 floors found at the base of either of these, maybe 50 of them. But we don't find any floors. We don't find macroscopic chunks of concrete. We don't find people. We don't find 10,000 file cabinets. All of it has been systematically pulverized and spread up to 600 feet away. We have several tons of molten iron with video and photographic analysis and eyewitness testimony from the first responders. I explained all of this to them, including the evidence of high-tech nanothermite, very high-tech stuff, which Dr. Jones also went through in detail with them. We talked about FEMA's analysis of the steel from World Trade Center 7, where they document sulfidation, oxidation, intergranular melting. All of this evidence was presented for them, not only for the Twin Towers, but for the 47-story collapse of Building 7 at free-fall acceleration for at least 100 feet, and the molten metal found underneath it. That was a classic implosion. It's very clear. Now, National Geographic showed the collapse of Building 7, but they didn't say anything about it, nor did they give any of the evidence. So there I am being quoted as talking about the evidence for controlled demolition, but they didn't play any of it. And then you have this jerk, Ken Blanchard from ProTek, saying there's no evidence of controlled demolition.
It's a classic straw man. And then they get so cheap, separate issue, the Pentagon, they fire a pound of plastic explosive on a missile into a fiberglass chicken coop and say if a missile would have hit the Pentagon, it would have blown the whole Pentagon up. Now, side issue, I know you're not getting into the Pentagon. It's just that it's almost like they made it ridiculous as a hit piece to make people wake up. I mean, I know that wasn't their intention, but have you ever seen a hit piece this shoddy?
No. This takes the cake. I can only imagine that of the Americans that are not yet aware of the 9/11 truth, that I sure hope that at least 50% of them seeing this will clearly see the incredible bias in the manner of presentation, the tone of voice, the declaring us truthers in a condescending way, and conspiracy theorists in a condescending way.
Well, they did the language of film, too. They would put truther crooked down at the bottom to make your nameplates even look screwed up. But then the people that were debunking you, it was all done with precision. That's what Popular Mechanics, the fathers of yellow journalism that actually own part of History Channel now, that's what they did. They'd blow up my face, make it all yellow. Then they'd show Popular Mechanics glistening stainless steel. Never tell people that Popular Mechanics owns History Channel. The whole thing's an ad for their debunking book, All Lies. Go ahead.
Well, not only that, but Rupert Murdoch owns Fox News, which owns 60% of National Geographic Channel. They know Robert Erickson of Creative Differences, the producer of this hit piece, very well understands where which side of the table his bread is buttered on. This is really important for people to understand that.
Wait a minute, Creative Differences called me last year and wanted me to be in a JFK thing, and I said no. Man, I tell you, it's like they have one production company for all this disinformation.
Well, yes, and relative to Creative Differences, when we went down there for our first interview. For our second interview, we were shown what's called the rough cut, and this was about 3 months later, and I don't know, about 4 months ago. And we were shown, David Ray Griffin, Dylan, and I, what was going to be on the final piece. And guess what? Most of that evidence that I just highlighted to you was in there. And I'm going, my God, this is great. I can't believe you. They're not going to let you play this, Bob, is what I told him. And he says, well, they've never edited me before. So lo and behold, what comes out, and I just saw it the other day. Thank you for sending it to me, because I don't get the National Geographic Channel. I look in there, and not one piece of our evidence is shown. And all they show is us reacting, you know, coldly, having not seen any of these experiments before, having not been consulted at all about.
Yeah, they just show you these stage deals where, I mean, it's patented that thermite cuts right through steel and is used for that, the explosive thermite. And they just, I mean, they show you some sparkler held up to the side of one, doesn't even explode. And then you guys are like, that's interesting. You're being shown a videotape of something. And they go, oh, but that didn't convince the crazies, nothing will. No, we just have the firemen and police saying, get back, we're blowing up 7. We've been told they're going to blow it up. All of that is ignored. Unbelievable hit piece. Stay with us, Richard Gage.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free one-week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. Ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Many of the steps that we recommend will help prevent such a disaster from ever happening again.
The government timeline of events has been consistent. Traveling at 440 miles per hour and carrying about 10,000...
And then they go on to say that the government's never changed its story. NIST has changed its story 6 times, giving different reasons. Both the big towers fell, and then 47-story building 7, where the CIA was housed, hit by nothing, small fires, implodes perfectly in its own footprint. The media false scripts, announces 25 minutes before on BBC and CNN that it's fallen from fire completely in its own footprint while it's still standing. I've interviewed the police and firemen and EMTs on air where they're going, everybody get back. There's a government countdown. 10, 9, 8. And the cops are all, running. The government blew it up. Hundreds of police and firemen and medical workers are on record. You even see Democracy Now! Amy Goodman's out there reporting, and she's like, they say get out of here, it's a countdown! Ah! And then they're all running, and they building 7 falls. But none of that gets to be in the piece. Richard, I remember about 5-6 months ago having you on, and I'm not beating you up, But remember, we kind of had a debate on air about whether this was going to be a hit piece or not. You said, no, they're taking...
I'm sorry that you remembered that conversation, Alex.
No. I've been put through this as well. They will sit there and go, I swear to you, this is not a hit piece. We believe your side. And we're going to show your evidence. I promise. Operation Northwoods. And I had History Channel, when it was done, laugh at me in the parking lot and say, you're an idiot. We're going to get you.
Oh.
I mean, oh, yeah. They look, these people knowingly lie for a living. Listen, the same production crew wanted me to go be in a JFK film. And I talked to the people they were discussing, you know, with a fake president's head full of green jelly and the car wasn't in the right spot. And
right.
It doesn't matter. 92% of Americans in a Gallup poll believe the government killed Kennedy. 84% in the New York Times poll believe the government's lying about 9/11. 7 of the 10 commissioners say it was a fraud and a lie and a cover-up. So, but I think that's key evidence, though, that they told you your evidence would be in there. They showed you a fake cut. Again, that goes to their credibility like nothing else.
Oh, yeah. And this is stunning, given the reputation National Geographic has for, you know, a reputation, certainly, of honesty and scientific pursuit. This is an absolute joke at this point. And you're right. That was a double cross on the part of Robert Erickson of Creative Differences. I'm stunned. I've got another opportunity in New York next week where I will be interviewed by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, Ole Rumach, of the Fifth Estate program on the CBC up there, and where he's doing a special on the scientific side.
They've actually done some fair jobs on that very popular national program.
I'm glad to hear that, because I haven't done the research yet.
In the past, the Fifth Estate has done some of the most fair and objective reporting in the world. Like, they'll cover, the U.S. government admits they've staged over 200 terror attacks in other countries. U.S. researchers believe that 9/11 may have been the same. Let's look at both sides. I was in a report they did like 5 years ago. I don't know if this is a different producer, but overall the show at least will look at, you know, we're not just crazily thinking this. It's like if you have a neighbor who just got out of jail for robbing banks, and 1 week after he gets out of jail, another bank gets robbed, and the description fits, you're not a conspiracy theorist to say maybe Bob did it. But listen, Richard, I got you here now. Give out the Architects and Engineers site, the documents, the videos. We sell some of the great films you guys have produced with your evidence at Infowars.com in the online video bookstore. But regardless, tell folks about the website so people can actually go see the evidence for themselves and not see it distorted through the lens of the CIA. I mean, this company, Creative Differences.
Yeah, our website is called AE911Truth.org, which stands for Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. AE911Truth.org. And you can get the DVD there where we lay out 2 hours in the 2-hour research edition of our 9/11 Blueprint for Truth DVD. And we also now, by the way, Alex, we have another DVD, which is the companion edition. It has the abridged versions. There's a 10-minute, a 30-minute, and a 60-minute version all on this DVD. So you don't have to ask a friend or a colleague to sit through 2 hours of the DVD. In 10 minutes, you know, we give all of the crucial evidence for building.
That's right. You've got a key boil-down YouTube-type video on the front page, and then a bunch of others for people that, you know, want to get the down-and-dirty, quick, skinny, and then watch the National Geographic piece, and it really becomes a laughing stock.
Yeah, especially if you watch the DVD by Stephen Jones, only brand new, you know, it's only come out in the last month. Nanothermite. What in the world is nanothermite doing in the World Trade Center dust? This is the whole documentary of his 27-page peer-reviewed paper, in which he documents the findings of these small chips of nanothermite found in all of the dust samples that he's collected and others have collected throughout Lower Manhattan.
And now separate universities, separate professors have gone to groups, cities and counties that got steel for their own memorials and have tested it. I know Jones has done scores of samples from people's homes that documented live there, whose homes have been demolished or being demolished. But the show tries to imply he never had a chain of custody. Well, when you've got all these different universities, all these different professors, and Jones from all these different sources finding the same evidence of nanothermite, and then you have this piece saying there's no such thing as explosive thermite when it's patented and on record. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, it is patented and on record, and that was over 10 years ago. Lawrence Livermore Lab, Los Alamos Lab, documents this stuff, and the particles of iron oxide and aluminum are 1,000 times smaller than a human hair. The iron oxide particles are perfectly rhomboidal in shape at 40 nanometers, and the aluminum plates are about the same size and perfectly uniform, and they are mixed in this one-third, two-third proportion that you have to have for this ideal thermite reaction. And this stuff, because of the surface area is so small, it becomes extremely explosive, which is why it's called super thermite and made of nanoparticles.
And that's what they use with just the thin caulking to separate the missile sections or rocket sections of an ICBM or a Saturn-type rocket. Now, also, they show the hot steel pouring out of the side, the molten iron from the steel being melted, and they say, oh, that's aluminum. But Jones and others have done the test, and it shows aluminum comes out white and flaky, doesn't keep any color for more than a second, and only a few feet. This is falling hundreds and hundreds of feet and staying yellow and then orange and then red. Only iron does that. And then separately, we have the videos from New York TV of the firefighters saying thousands and thousands of degrees above jet fuel, molten lava, molten steel and iron down in the pits a month after the collapse. 1,800-degree jet fuel can't do that. The firefighters are saying molten iron. Only molten iron can be caused by massive thermite.
Yeah, there's no iron in the building, first of all. There's iron in steel columns, of course, but it's an alloy. And what Dr. Jones finds is these previously molten iron chunks, which he's analyzed, are indeed not melted structural steel because there's abundant manganese in them and very little chromium, too. So this is clearly another, an additional component that's not in building materials. And so where did it come from? Well, it could only come from thermite. Thermite's byproduct is molten iron. All of the evidence is supporting the control hypothesis theory.
Well, we normally take calls on the show.
Control demolition.
But I've been so busy with this information we have, but we'll take a few calls for Richard Gage straight ahead, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. In the final segment with our guest, he's on this for a full hour coming up Wednesday.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50%.
50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, two program notes. On Tuesday's radio show, I'm going to have huge breaking news that I'm asking for all of you to join us in something very, very important. Huge, breaking, important news that you will be involved in. And it's big, biggest thing we've ever done. Coming up Tuesday, you don't want to miss that. We're going to have some foreshadowing, some idea of it in a post tomorrow at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. But then look for it Tuesday. Also, there's a new film. It was the main selection, the winner of this year's South by Southwest, New World Order. And I'm the main featured individual on that. It's now out on DVD with an expanded extras available at InfoWars.com. Of course, there's my two latest films, government-sponsored terrorism, Terror Storm, and the 9/11 Chronicles, all available at InfoWars.com via the safe, secure online video bookstore, shopping cart. We also have Richard Gage documentaries and all the great books, T-shirts, and materials that get the word out. I want to take a few calls for our guest coming up here, but in 3 or 4 minutes before we take some final calls, you'll have a full hour with less ads coming up on the Wednesday show. Professor Stephen Jones is also on. Other key points about this piece, and this attempt to debunk 9/11 truth. I mean, if 9/11 truth wasn't important and wasn't exposing staged terror, the whole pretext the establishment uses for control, they wouldn't be trying to debunk you.
Yeah, this is true. This is good news. Let's take it as that, Alex. There's a serious attempt to make a very unscientific analysis to label us as conspiracy theorists and show. But I think it all backfired. I really do. It was so shoddy, as you suggest, that it can't hold water with thinking people. It simply can't. I mean, we have 800 architects and engineers now signed on to the petition. Virtually every architect and engineer who's at our presentation or reviews our DVD ends up going, oh, my God, well, I can't believe I didn't know about all of this. How come I hadn't heard about this? Of course, this makes sense. You're right. And they end up signing our petition. It's pretty extraordinary. I mean, we have incredible response rate, show of hands everywhere we go around the world.
Well, that's the big dirty secret, is that every time they do these shoddy hit pieces, it just wakes more people up. It's like they're saying the world is flat, we're saying it's round. They do TV specials saying it's flat. They're discrediting themselves. The question is, why do they keep doing it?
They have to respond somehow, and I guess they just don't do a real good job of manipulating. Maybe that's the best they're capable of. It's disturbing that I spend a half an hour to an hour presenting very detailed evidence for all of this stuff, and it doesn't get on. But I've learned to not take it personally and to almost expect it. And we think any exposure like this is better than none, particularly when they help us by doing such a bad job of it.
Let's play a short little clip here where they then spend the second half of the piece bumbling and babbling on national propaganda, National Geographic, saying this is what we want to believe and that we're basically delusional. Here it is.
Theories.
The reality is, this far out, no one has been able to provide a single piece of evidence that those buildings were explosively demolished. And the reason is, they weren't.
By presenting this new evidence to the truthers, they and we might learn more about their theories, their beliefs, and perhaps most importantly, why they want to believe.
You take out some of those experiments you paid a lot of money for, but don't prove anything, you're going to have a lot of...
I mean, folks, it is a complete joke. Let's take some phone calls for Richard Gage. John in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
How you doing, Richard? I would like to ask you, Richard, how long do you think that, because, you know, nanothermite is very, very small, not very noticeable, how long do you think they could have been present in the towers?
It was painted on clearly, and we even know they say unconventional fireproofing was put on. But that's what one of the underwriters with you, Underwriting Laboratory, said here on the show. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, Kevin Ryan has done some analysis indicating that there were indeed fireproofing retrofits in the floors above and below the point of jet plane impacts, which are different in each of the North Tower and the South Tower. So that's very interesting. He documents that in journalof911studies.com. Relative to your question about how long, this stuff's been available for about 10 years. We know for the last 9 months that there was an elevator retrofit going on, the largest elevator modernization in history, actually, where all the core elevators, the elevators in the core of each tower were changed out. They had 85 employees, in fact, from ACE Elevator scatter the morning of 9/11 after the first jet plane hit. They were supposed to stick around and help the first responders. But somebody, perhaps in the guise of an elevator modernization, could have had access to the core columns and beams in the building.
And they had all sorts of weird terror drills evacuating. Thank you, John. Finish up, Richard.
Yeah, so there was access there. So when we talk about who might have been able to do this, we have to say who had access to the building.
Yeah, they also say, where's the debt cord? We would have seen debt cord. Well, FEMA was all secretive. Everything was blown into tiny pieces. There were all these maintenance shafts and maintenance floors.
We have timed devices that are very small and very high-tech now. You don't need debt cord. This is wireless. This is wireless technology now.
Absolutely. Let's jam in another. Seal in Canada, you're on the air.
Hello there.
Hi.
Well, Mr. Jones, General Jones, and gentlemen, I'm so glad to talk to you today, calling you from Alberta up here in the foothills of the Rockies. And, you know, this comment by National Geographic where they say why they want to believe. It's more better said who they want to believe. I mean, who are you going to believe? You going to believe these people that are bringing these chemtrails and this swine flu and all the questions of that? All these people that are dead that were students that made this swine flu bacteria and all the rest of it? Who are you going to believe?
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. Yeah, I mean, it's declassified that 500,000 Americans were sterilized illegally, that foster children were taken and tested pesticides, chemicals, radiologicals, that all of this goes on, that our own troops were nerve gassed to death. And so if the government would do this in the past, why wouldn't they do this now, Richard Gage?
I'll have to leave that question for somebody else. We do focus on the evidence at the World Trade Center for the explosive
absolutely
demolition.
Absolutely. You're looking at the science, but if you have a history of a government that staged terror attacks and treats human life like it's a negative, not just doesn't care about it, you got to think about that. Bill in Texas, last caller. Got about a minute and a half left. Bill, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Certainly nice to talk to you finally. Listen, I'm members of both of you guys' websites, and I have two questions. One is the Pilots for 9/11 Truth, which is another group similar to Architects and Engineers, most of them believe that no planes were used, or at least they think that the maneuvers that were called upon the hijackers to do were impossible for them to do them. Do you guys believe there were planes used?
Yeah, let me take this here. They have people in the National Geographic special, the leaders of the no plane group, in wearing pictures of me on their body and dressed up like dragons. This is disinfo government, period. Now, we're saying questionable Pentagon because of witnesses. When we say cargo planes but not regular planes, that's in Operation Northwoods, declassified, so we have to look at it. See, the government and their disinfo ops want you to get off on other stuff, and I've talked to pilots for 9/11 Truth. The majority of them do not believe that. And so that was a straw man false statement, but hell of a way to end the show. Richard Gage, you're back up on the show Wednesday with Professor Stephen Jones. We'll really go through the science, then play more clips of it. Jason Burmis is going to do 3 hours on this coming up right when the show ends on the Internet streams at InfoWars.com and on the AM and FMs that carry the InfoWarrior. That's Sundays, 6 to 9 p.m. Central Time. But Richard Gage, your comments, I would imagine, on the plane stuff is you stick to the science, what you can prove.
Yeah, well, of course, planes hit the World Trade Center Twin Towers. There's no question in our minds about that. The damage was real.
All the government can do is just put in kooky conspiracy theories to try to. I mean, that's like when Garrison had people popping up saying, you know, that saying kooky things in the trial to discredit. Go ahead.
NIST acknowledges that the structure of the buildings did their job. It was the weakening by fire that they say brought the buildings down. But as you mentioned earlier, fire cannot create several tons of molten metal found by the first responders and others and seen in the photos and videos throughout. So it makes no sense. The official story is the rug has been pulled out.
Absolutely, yeah. We're not poo-pooing other theories and ideas. We're sticking with what we can prove. Richard Gage, thank you so much. We'll see you Wednesday.
Thank you, Alex.
God bless you all. Huge news Tuesday.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello.